in on the details to this listing, okay? He's here with us already. Okay. Go ahead, David.
All right, thank you, Eric. I appreciate it. All right, Justin?
Hey, David, how are we doing?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. I appreciate you for asking. So my name is David. I'm the director here in charge of the state of Utah. Let's see what we got in store. Now, I see you speaking with Eric. I know he'll do a great job of outlining, you know, the basics, what we can do for you, the placement. Do you have any questions for me right now aside from pricing?
No, not all right. It's like, I guess now I'm just a new business, and I just got to make sure it's not going to affect, you know, my day-to-day life, because I still got family to take care of. I got bills I got to pay. I just got to make sure everything's still covered. It's not going to put me in a bind, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I definitely hear you on that one, right, Justin? Now, the main benefit of good marketing is always going to be that it pays for itself, right? I mean, it's not marketing if you're paying for it and it's just an expense. At that point, it's something different, right? Now, when it comes to Google, here's just the flat out difference. I mean, I'm pretty sure whenever you needed a service or you're looking for something, you don't know where to get it, you're searching on Google. Am I right?
Yep, 100%.
100%, right? So is everybody else, everybody in the area, right? Now, I understand you've worked with Yelp and a couple other companies, and I'm sure Eric let you know, right? They're Google's biggest customers for a reason. Everybody knows where the money's at and where people are doing the searches. So what we're going to do for you is obviously be able to cut that middleman out. Now, I just sent you out our pricing page, right? So that way you can kind of check that out. Now, hopefully you receive text messages to the 1263 because I texted out to you.
Yeah, I do.
Well, you know, okay, great. It's a short link, right? So if you click on it, it'll take you right over the pricing page. Now, the one I want you to look at is our platinum package, all right? I mean, it's advertised there at $599, but with your discounts, what I'm able to get you in at with your new business rate is going to be just $249, okay? It's a flat rate, goes once a month for that amount, so it doesn't matter how many jobs you get or how big the jobs are. It always stays the same, right? Now, let me see here. You're going to have up to 50 miles. That's 50, where we can get your first page placement. Now, the beauty of Google is the ecosystem that feeds the entire internet, right? So you're not just going to get full Google first page placement. You also have first page placement on Bing, as well as Apple Maps. Be discoverable through Siri and Alexa, the voice search. So we're literally covering all the bases for you. Your voice search, your desktops, your mobiles, right? Now, do you currently have a social media business profile?
Yeah, I have a Facebook page and I have an Instagram thing going on too.
Okay, great. So what I'm going to do here for you, Justin, since you're new in business, I'm also going to throw in a Facebook advertisement package at no extra cost. What you're going to be looking at is about 200 to 250 ads that we're going to do through your hosting. So you'll notice that we're going to market you all month long towards your peak service hours, and then we're going to use retargeted ads. So if you've ever used the marketplace, you'll notice you go in the marketplace, you type in, you know, plumber, or say you're looking to buy a pressure washing equipment or something, right? And then you go back to your profile and you just start scrolling. And now you're seeing ads for plumbers in your area or pressure washing companies in the area, right? That's a retargeted ad. We're going to do that for your business and we'll make sure that gets marketed all month long, right? So, I mean, basically, if that's something that fits your budget and you're ready to get started, what we'd be doing is working on, like, hours operation, service radius. If you're working from a residential, we'll mask that address for you so that way clients can't see where you're actually located. What they will see on the maps is a highlighted in section that's geofenced, and that's your service area, right? And that'll be the 50 miles tailored to the areas that you like to work. Now, if you're open to covering the whole 50 in any direction, well, great. We'll set it up that way. Now, if you're going, hey, you know what? I'm 250, but I only go 5 miles to the interstate and the rest is north, right? How, what have you? We kind of trim that out using geofencing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So you got any questions, Justin? I mean, what do you think?
So you said it'd be how much a month? 250?
240, 249. So what you'll notice, there's not going to be any taxes or hidden fees, anything like that on your billing site. You'll see 249.00. And okay. Here's how it works. You're going to have, and here's a real specific timeline, okay? So within the first 5 to 7 days, all your directory submissions go live, right? That's Apple. That's Bing. That's going to be Siri and Alexa. Right. And then day 7 to 14, you have your social media, which is your Facebook and your website. We're going to buy the domain and we'll build out the site. Okay, that will also be up and running within your first 7 to 14 days. Now, what you're going to want to do is download your Google Business Analytics dashboard, and that's right from any Play Store. You'll download it either from Apple or Android. You'll look for Local Splash. You'll find the app. It'll have two letters on it, LS. We'll give you the logins, right? Inside of that dashboard, you're going to see a few things. You'll have access to the website. It'll show you how well you're ranking in every area, as well as every keyword and phrase you're listed for, right? So that way you can really see your analytics for your marketing. I mean, if leads are coming from social media, they're coming from Google, Apple, so on and so forth, right? You can active CRM. So at the end of every week, it'll give you an update, how many customers you had contact you that week. And then it'll even have a feature where you can play back and listen to those calls, right? So okay. It's a really cool comprehensive system that'll be your day-to-day with the actual program and very transparent analytics.
Right? Okay, so with that $249, would that be due today, or how do y'all do that?
Yeah, so basically with the $249, it is due today. Now, what you're doing is you're claiming your territory, right? Once you claim the territory, we close that area down. We don't work with somebody who does what you do in that area. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I got you. Okay. Is there any kind of like contract or anything that's like I'm in this for X amount of months or whatever?
Yeah, so here's how it works. And I'll get you out. What's a good email address for you, Justin? I'm going to send it to you right now so that way you have it on file.
It's jksuconstruction@gmail.com.
jksuconstruction@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. As far as right now, where are the bulk of your customers coming from?
Like I told him, like, you know, I'm hanging out like door hangers, business cards, a little bit of Facebook ads, Instagram, and just kind of word of mouth.
Gotcha. Okay. How long has that been working for you this year? I mean, how much business you had in the first quarter so far?
Like I told him, I just started my business like full time about 2 or 3 months ago, but it's been doing pretty good, you know. Been staying pretty busy, so not too bad.
That's good. So it looks like the timing's perfect. I mean, basically, when you go on Google and you claim your territory, you're letting the world know now that you're open for business, right? So that's pretty much what we're going to get done for you now. I just sent you out an email with a proposal online. You know, feel free if you'd like to pull that up. Basically, I want to go through some of the, like, your main services. You know, make sure that we have everything listed that you're willing to offer. So let's go ahead and see what I have. Now, what I have on file is you're doing handyman services, right? Now, as far as like the handyman vertical, there's a few different, you know, job options that we can bring for you. So I'll pull those up right now. So we have like furniture assembly, gutter cleanings, drywall installations, fan installations, let's see, tile installations, flooring installations, water fixture installations, TV mounting, painting indoors and outdoors. And then the repairing of drywall, fans, flooring, water, and tile. Now, if you're doing outside work, you know, gazebos, decks, porches, things like that, we'll use the proper keywords and phrases to make sure that you're being thought to those as well.
So if I set this up today, it'd be $299 plus the $99 setup fee, right?
Oh, wait, hold on. No, yours is at $249, and you have the setup fee is waived. Hold on. Oh, I put in the code, but I just didn't authorize it. I'm going to resend it to you. Give me 1 second.
Okay, sorry. I was just looking over.
Yeah, no, that was okay. Well, I appreciate you breaking that up. I sent it out pretty quick while we're on the phone. I'm doing research and stuff, so just bear with me. Oh, okay, yeah. It looks like just... That discount code did not have that one. Just went back up.
Okay.
Now it's going to reflect the discount code there. So basically, you set up fees waived for you today, as well as the program and plan itself. has been discounted down to 249, right? So you stay locked in at that rate.
And then that would be that every month. It wouldn't change no matter how many jobs I got or anything.
That's right. It doesn't matter how many jobs you get, how big they are. You know, that's not really a concern here. Basically, you come in on a flat rate when you lock in a local match listing when they're available.
Okay.
So that one stays the same. Now, I don't have any long-term contracts that I'm going to sign you up for, anything like that, right? We're a real performance-based company. Now, what we do have is we ask for a fair 90 days, right? So after you sign up, I mean, if you decided to leave us before 90 days, there's a small early termination fee. It's $385, right? $385. Now, after your second payment, it goes down to $195. And after your third payment, there's nothing at all. That's fair, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now, Justin, when we start working with you, the first thing we're going to start doing is listing your hours of operation, things like that. Now, once we get finished with this phone call, we'll schedule you for an onboarding phone call. That one takes anywhere from about 30 to 40 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. I'm going to get you on the line with my team, and they're going to get all the services set up for you. Once we get you verified on Google, that's your Google My Business profile. We have everything set up for you. Optimization begins. By day 45, you find yourself anchored on that front page, right? So in the short term, we're getting all the other services rolled out within the first 14 days, 5 to 7 for directory submissions. Then you have the Facebook package that I threw in there for you, as well as the website. And that's all 14 days. And then you'll find your first page placement by day 45. That's when optimization is complete. Make sense?
Yeah, so about how long is your turnaround for, like, people to start reaching out and, like, getting jobs like that?
Great question, right? So in that short term, like we said, I mean, as soon as we start, we get you activated within the directory submissions, clients are able to find you, right? That's going to be Siri, Alexa, Apple Maps, Bing. Once we get to about day 7 to 14, we start to retarget ads. That's social media and website. Right. The biggest thing is we're getting your Google My Business profile built so that way you're able to be found in that area. Right. So that's why in those first 2 weeks, we turn on these other areas and start getting your phone ringing. Right. Start creating that traction, looking for that return on investment. Now, once you find that first page placement, Google is just one of those things that just builds on top of each other. Right.
Okay.
Does that sound fair?
Yeah. I was just curious on how soon it was, or if it was, like, you know, so many days it took to get people to start calling me or whatever.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the biggest thing is always about transparency, right? So that's one thing you'll find with me. I mean, I'm going to be real informative, make sure you understand everything, and then we'll just keep, you know, moving along the way as we go. So first thing we'll need is let's start working with, like, hours operation. Think of it the same way as if you Google a restaurant, right, like Italian restaurant near mm-hmm. me, right? And it'll show, say it's 9:30 and they close at 10. It says they're open now, they're closing soon, they'll reopen tomorrow at 8 a.m. or whatever, right? So what time are you willing to receive calls from clients during the week from Monday through Friday?
I have them on Facebook. I'm 8 to 5 Monday through Saturday. I'm closed on Sundays. I don't do any work on Sundays.
Okay, 8 a.m., 8 to 5, and that's Monday through Saturday. They were closed on Sundays.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's talk about services. As far as the ones that I covered, are you willing to fill all of those services?
Yeah, I mean, I don't do so much like furniture assembly, but everything else I do.
Okay, so I can remove that one. Now, as far as any other services that you're offering that I didn't mention, what you got going on?
Like kitchen remodels, bathroom remodels, deck, porches, I do a little bit of like hardscape sometimes, not much, just something that just depends on the job. Just basically like just remodels and stuff like that, construction stuff.
Gotcha. So more in the GC area. You want to do the remodels, decks, porches, hardscapes. All right. Now, as far as, like, the other things for handyman itself, are you willing to take on, like, the TV mounting, the painting, the indoors, the outdoors, the furniture
yeah.
installation? I mean, not furniture, flooring, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can do that stuff.
Okay, so I'm going to list these for you. Okay, now let's talk about service radius. You have up to 50 miles. Are you willing to travel in any direction, or is there certain directions you go? Talk to me about how you like to work.
Most of my work has been like going more towards like Cedar, St. George, Hurricane, Enoch, that way.
Cedar, St. George, okay. Okay, so that's definitely inside of the radius. That's not a problem. Let's see here. Okay. So now I got your hours of operation, Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. We're closed on a Sunday. We went through all of your services, and you're focusing on the remodels, decks, porches, hardscapes. We're also going to do the flooring, the tiles, and our TV mountings, and the painting. Residentials, are you doing any commercials? Are you willing to do commercials?
No, I'm not licensed to do any kind of commercial work.
Okay, so residential. Okay, now as far as the address that we're going to verify the business, is it a residential address?
Yeah, it's a residential.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to use the masking feature. And what is the address that we're going to have verified for the Google My Business profile?
So will people see this address? Because it's out of my house. I have like a shop in my house that I will kind of work out of.
Yeah. No, good question. So,
that address?
Yeah, no. So I guess I should have covered that, right? So when I said that we're going to use the masking feature, what I do is I mask the business address. So that way they can't see a physical address. What they will see is on the local maps is a trimmed out area that's going to be fenced in and highlighted on the inside. That's going to be your service area. In the middle of that, they're going to see a red ping. And that red ping will have your name, but if they click or hover, it's never going to show an actual address. It just shows your service area. And that's the masking feature.
Okay.
We do that for most of our GCs and interior designers, things like that, because, I mean, you guys have your trucks, your trailers, and nobody's bringing you their house to remodel. Let me just put it that way, right?
Yeah.
You go to them. So no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. So we'll go ahead and mask.
It's going to be two sticky... Whenever you're ready, tell me when you're ready.
Ready.
It's 263 West, 300 South in Parowan, Utah.
Okay. And zip code?
84761.
84761. Okay. Now the way that works is we'll get you out. It's a short video link that we'll do. It's maybe about a minute or two. We'll walk through that one. And that's kind of how we're going to verify with the Google My Business profile. So we'll do the submissions for you there.
Okay.
Parowan. Let me just get Parowan in. Okay, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification, all right? Now, basically, I do this one before I even ask for any billing info, so that way you feel comfortable sticking around and asking any questions you may want to ask, right? If there's anything you don't understand, just say, hey, Dave, what does that mean? And I'll make sure to rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure you have a good understanding before we even get any billing info. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and get started now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Now, this call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
J&K, Southern Utah Construction.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Justin Crawford, owner.
Okay. Now, Justin, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. So you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Justin, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, so please save our 877 number as Local Splash on your contacts. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to text it out to you as well as my extension. Now, obviously, it's in the email I sent you as well down on bottom, but I'm going to text it so that way it's easier for you to save on your phone. I already got that on file for you. Okay? So I just text that one out to you. All right. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what I'll do is provide you a security question on the account that you know is a call is coming from us and not another company. Okay? So you have three options. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
Okay. What would that be?
Columbus, Georgia.
Down in Columbus here for you, okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Smash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sorry, say that again?
Yes, sir. So, in hiring Local Smash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Basically, we're going to have a very specific algorithm that's going to keep you anchored to that front page. So if somebody else calls you and they say, hey, you know, we're going to do this for you and you're thinking about signing up with them, give me a call. Keep me in the loop so I can let you know. First of all, they're going to try to charge you for the same thing we're already doing. Second, to make sure it's not going to affect the algorithms that we have in place for your Google My Business profile. Is that fair enough?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, basically, I'm always going to be your main point of contact, right? And you notice we have 24/7 customer service. There's never a time of day you can't call, right? You have my direct line. So if you ever have any questions or anything, shoot me an email, text message, just call me directly. I'll make sure you know exactly what's going on. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, as a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Now, this may require like an LLC license, maybe proof of insurance, or any other items recommended for Google Business Profile verification. We do kindly ask the documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. So your initial term and account setup would be charged today on March 16, 2026, a non-refundable amount of $249. Now this is a 3-month verbal agreement, and your monthly payments would automatically renew on the 16th day of each month in the amount of $249. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. Now you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. That's the number I texted to you, okay? Now if you cancel your account within the first 90 days, the early termination fee we spoke about would apply. Now to prevent charges for your next month of service, all you do is contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, great. So, Justin, what's the last name for you?
Crawford.
Okay. C-R-A-W-F-O-R-D?
Yes.
Okay. I'll take that for you. We'll go to subscription here. Now, right now, you're going to be getting the logins for your dashboard as well. I mean, feel free if you'd like to go now. You can go ahead and download. You can, if you have access, either it's Android or Apple. Pick up Local Splash, you'll find the app there. It'll have an L and an S on it.
Okay.
Bear with me. I'm setting up your profile.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm getting right down with the app now.
Okay, great. I'll send you over your logins right now, too. Now, your username is going to be your phone number with the area code, no dashes, no spaces.
Okay. It's downloading. So this Local Splash app, is this kind of like where people will like contact me through, or will they call me like directly on my phone?
No, it's the beauty of it is they're going to call you directly. That Local Splash app, that's your Google Business Analytics dashboard. So that's going to basically be everywhere, all your analytics for everything that we got going on for you. And I just sent you out your logins. So that's where you're going to have access to your website, your social media. It's going to be the active CRM that's going to capture all your customers when they're calling you, they'll record the calls for you. And right now when you log in, you'll be able to see. I just sent you out your logins.
Okay, I'm loading.
Now, for the onboarding call, I'm going to use the email address that we already have on file for you, the one that I emailed you to a little while ago. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. JKSU Construction at Gmail. Let me pull up our calendar and see what we got for you.
Can you hang on just a second? My girlfriend's calling. Give me 1 second, okay? Never mind, she hung up. It's okay.
We're almost done here. Honestly, I need about 2-3 more minutes. No, my wife, she'll kill me. She's like, why didn't you answer my phone call? But anyway, let's see. For tomorrow, I have 9 a.m. available, 12 p.m., 1 and 5. What's going to work for you?
Probably 12.
You're on Pacific Standard Time?
Mountain Time.
Mountain Time. Okay. So right now you're at 11:40, right?
Yes.
Okay. So Mountain Time, I got 8 a.m., 11 a.m., and 12 p.m., and 4. Those are the 4 slots I have for tomorrow.
11's good.
Okay. It's still 11 a.m.
It says my subscription not active. How do I do that?
Not yet. Right now, once we process the payment, you're going to notice it goes live.
Okay, it just keeps popping up.
Yeah, I got you. Right now, I'll take care of that for you. I'm just scheduling you for your onboarding, and then we're going to go into your payment. Okay. So you're about to receive that email for your onboarding call, and now we're ready to go ahead and process that payment. So is the billing address the same that we're going to be verifying from? That was
the 263
West 300.
No, the billing address would be a P.O. box. So we don't get mail at my address. We have P.O. boxes.
Okay. So go ahead and fill me with the billing address.
Yeah, it'd be P.O. box 1928 in Parowan, Utah, 84761.
Okay. And is this a Master, Visa, Discover, or Amex?
Visa.
Go ahead when you're ready.
Okay, give me 1 second. I gotta get it out of the car here, then.
Justin?